Christ and say, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I now can see, perfect present bending in the blood for me, standing in the liberty where Christ makes free, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, unto Him eternally my love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Lord, tell me.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one tonight that's made an effort to come out. The Lord bless each one. I know that Brother Gary and the children's away to the camp. They're going to the youth's going for a week. I know some other people still on holidays. On end. But the Lord bless those that's made an effort to come tonight. And I said this morning, I better not announce what I'm going to preach tonight, because you wouldn't know what to preach. And this is a strange subject for me tonight. I've never preached on this. I had no notion of preaching on it, but as I was waiting on the Lord today, this just kept coming to me. And I want to share some of these thoughts with you tonight about guardian angels. And I don't know who this is for, but I really felt strong to bring this tonight. But guardian angels. And the Bible talks a lot about angels. And I believe when every one of us is born, we receive a guardian angel. And I don't believe you're going to hear this. I know that there's no churches I know of preach about these things. I'll tell you to keep clear of it probably. But I'm going to talk about it tonight. There's a lot of things we believe that they tell you to keep clear of. But it's in the Word of God. And if it's in the Word of God, we need to hear about it. You know, William Branham's only preacher that I ever heard saying, when a child is born, there's an angel comes to that child. That's his guardian angel. And that angel's with you all your life, though you don't know it. He's always with you. Many times he protects you when you don't know it and watches over you. And then God can send angels to you. Sometimes you don't even know about it. And then the Bible tells us in Hebrews that the angels of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear the Lord. So I want to talk about the angels tonight, praise God. Let's read from Hebrews 11, just remain seated tonight. Hebrews 11, chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, and I read this Wednesday night. We know that the Lord Jesus is greater than all, but yet withal he lowered himself lower than the angels. So the form of the angel is superior to our form. Now, we're going to have a body change. That's going to change. But as we're in this body, we're restricted. But them angels can transcend two dimensions, several dimensions. They can transcend, which we can't do unless God permits us to do it. Now, God could permit you, like Philip, God transported him. But them angels can come from heaven to earth quicker than you can bat your eye. And yet with all, they can appear as men. And that's the mystery of it. Praise God. But I just want to share you some things what the Word of God says about angels. But the which of the angels said he at any time, verse 13, 14. But the which of the angels said he at any time, sit down my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Just let's bow our heads tonight. If you have a need tonight, just lift your hand up before the Lord this evening. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we bow before you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name that's far above every other name. Lord, I submit myself to you this evening. I'm asking for the Holy Spirit, believing in the Holy Spirit, and I'm taking the Holy Spirit by faith to help me right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I could have preached so many different things, but I believe that you wanted me to bring this tonight. I pray wherever it's for, it'll help somebody, bless somebody, but just that you'll have your way in this room tonight. For those who would hear this message, bless them, strengthen them, minister unto them. For many times we've entertained angels unawares. Lord, for the hands raised tonight, meet every need. Lord, let the blood become normal, what it should be. Let the bodies function normal. Heal people tonight in this room. Touch people tonight in this room. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come against every flu, every virus, everything that's here because of sin. Lord, you paid for our deliverance and full healing on the cross 2,000 years ago. And by your wounds, your stripes, we are healed. We pronounce your healing and believe your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless all those that couldn't be here that's on holidays. Lord, if there's any indifference set aside tonight, bless them, speak to them. Pray for that man that I saw coming in tonight under that bridge. Lord, you had mercy on Nebuchadnezzar and you turned him. I'm asking you for mercy for that man, that you'll turn him around, bring him to senses, and bring him to the house of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I commit it to you. Pray you'll save our children especially as our brothers prayed. Deliver them. We plead your blood over them. We plead your blood over this house and all that's in it. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. 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 God bless each one tonight. Praise God. You know the Bible teaches that guardian angels watch over us. You know when we're born, when we come into this world, I believe the guardian angels watch over us in this world. I believe that with all my heart. And yet many people are not aware of the ministry of angels, and probably because no one preaches on the subject. I've never really heard anybody preach much on the subject. And our brother John mentioned it a lot in his testimony about angels, but there's nobody else what I've ever heard preach about angels or talk about angels. And I know my own self when I've went places and give my testimony. As soon as I mention the angel in jail, that's it over for some people because they're not taught about it and they don't believe in it. And they'll tell you don't need that, and you don't need this, and you don't need something else. And they want us to abide by what they've been learned from wherever they've been learned from. But we're looking at the Word of God. And we're going to be looking at different scriptures tonight in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, and we're going to see what the Bible says, not what some man says. Amen. And I'm not interested in a man's idea. I'm interested in the Bible. And I believe in the ministry of angels. And the Bible has so much to say about angels. Right as far back as Eden, there was angels mentioned in the Bible. In Genesis 3:24, so he drove out the man and placed in the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims with flaming swords which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. For these cherubims were angels of the Lord. And these cherubims were there to guard the tree of life. And you could go into the tabernacle tonight. When you go into the tabernacle tonight, there's angels bowed over in the holiest place. And even there were made into the curtains or the veil in that holy place. There's a veil sewed in as cherubims folding their wings. And there's angels with wings and there's angels without wings. I want you to know that. There's different types of angels. Praise God. So somebody said an angel doesn't have wings. Then you can see in the Bible here where they do have wings. Now an angel could come to you as a man. He'd never come to you as a woman. It's not scripture. When people talk about it was a woman, there's nowhere in the Bible ever that shows you that an angel comes as a woman. Now it'll tell you they could have long hair, but that doesn't say they come as a woman either. And you remember in the times of Jesus, the hair was longer. Men had hair to their shoulder, that's a fact. They didn't have short hair like we have now, but they had hair down to their shoulder. And sure, you know how they wear garments out in them countries and to keep them cool and everything. So different than what we have today. So these angels were there when divine judgment was about to fall on Sodom and Gomorrah. God sent down two angels. And these angels were as men at evening time to bring Lot out and to warn him. Genesis 19 verse 1. And there came two angels to Sodom at evening. And Lot sat at the gate of Sodom. And Lot seeing them arose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face toward the ground before them. And you know that those two angels came with another one. And that other one was that great mighty one that met with Abraham. Genesis 18 tells us about it. And he saw them afar off coming. And Abraham, being a prophet, never believed in the Trinity. He never said, my Lord. He said, my Lord, singular. Because there was two angels and the other one was the Lord in that form when he came in. And we know that was the great Melchizedek. One of the mysteries of the Bible that's been declared and made known at the end time is who Melchizedek was, that he was actually God. Because he had no father, no mother, no ascent, and no descent. But these two angels come down to bring Lot out. And the men of the city were so perverted, they wanted to know them. And you know, I don't need to explain it because there's children in the room and maybe listening, but you know what that means without me going any further than that. I believe people say too much when there's younger people in a meeting. I believe that. And that's lack of wisdom. But you know what the Bible's talking about? And those angels smote them men with blindness. And they groped at the wall. They groped at the doors to try and get in. They smote them with blindness. And you know, William Branham's the only other preacher I ever heard him saying that God sent down investigating angels. And you know, in the 20th century, God sent investigating angels again to this earth. Investigating angels. And God sends his angels down. Now, God knows everything that's happening, but he sends investigating angels. An angel appeared to Hagar and Ishmael when they were in distress. And you know, Hagar was the woman that Abraham took because Sarah told him to take her. Because you see, Sarah was told she'd have a child, but she didn't really believe it. She laughed at it. But God said it would be by Sarah, but he took Hagar and he had Ishmael by Hagar. But because they came from Abraham, he is still blessed. Because God can't turn his word. And he said, all your seed will be blessed. Isn't that right? Even though the seed of the bond woman will not be her, but look what God's still done. I'm not on that subject, but look what I'm saying tonight. And God, you know, they prayed and God heard their prayers. And she and her son, that they wouldn't perish the wilderness. Genesis 21, verse 17, 19. And God heard the voice of the lad, Ishmael. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of the heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, For God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thine arm, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled a bottle of water and gave to the lad to drink. They thought they're going to die because they're thrown out. Sarah had them thrown out. But the Lord spared them, and the angel of the Lord brought them to water. He preserved them. The angel of God met Jacob at a place called Bethel when he was fleeing from Esau. And from that hour, Jacob became a changed man. I tell you, there's people that has had an encounter with an angel sent from God, and they're changed after. I can testify to that in my own self. And that's a fact. Genesis 28, let's read these scriptures. Genesis 28, verse 10 to 22. And Jacob went out of Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took off the stones of place and put them down as pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, behold, the ladder was set up upon the earth, the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God Almighty, the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and of the God of Isaac, the land wherein thou liest. To thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad the west, and the east, and the north, and the south, and thee, and thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee. In all places wherever thou goest, I will bring thee again unto this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and he knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is the place! There is none other but the house of God, and this the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone, and he had put his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of the place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God be with me and will keep me in the way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I came again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. You know, when you read also, you could preach a sermon on these stones. Because many times when there were, these stones were symbols and there were memorials. And even when they crossed over, when God opened the Red Sea and they crossed over, there were stones set up. And they were set up so that the generations to follow and the people to follow could look back. For God said, you'll tell your children and the children's children the things the Lord has done. And God has times in history where there's memorials to God. And we're to look back to it, and we're not to forget it, we're to remember it. That's why the Bible says, return on to the old paths. And I tell you, this man had experience with the angels of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto Moses in the wilderness and commissioned him to lead the children of Israel. Genesis 28, 10 to 22. Beersheba and toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night. You see, the angel of the Lord led him. And you can read these scriptures how the angel of the Lord led these men. All these men of God were visited by angels. And when God wanted to show them something or tell them something, many times an angel sent from God, and many times it was the Lord himself in the form of an angel. How many knows that? Sometimes when you read a capital A, that is the Lord himself. Not an angel, but the angel of the Lord. And that's the angel of the covenant, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. The self-existing one. You could see Gideon. An angel came to Gideon and told him that he was to deliver his people from the oppression of the Midianites. Judges 6, 12 to 22. And the angel of the Lord appeared on him and said, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Now here's Gideon. Gideon wasn't feeling like a mighty man of valor. It wasn't looking like Gideon was a mighty man of valor or anything like that. You know, but the angel appeared to him and told him, thou art a mighty man of valor. You look at, let me read you a little bit of that story tonight. Verse 13 of Judges 6. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then has this befallen us, and where be all the miracles which the fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? But now the Lord have forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? So he's referring to God about the miracles that happened with Moses and the children of Israel. And God is saying to him, I'm going to use you. God is saying to him, I'm going to do something in your day. I'm going to do something in your generation. And we can look back to many mighty men of God and the wonderful things the Lord's done, but we need to believe God for this day, for this hour, that God can still move today, because he's Hebrews 13, verse 8, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Verse 15, and he said unto him, O Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is pure Manasseh, and I am the least of my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest for me. Depart not thence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring forth a present and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry till thou come again. And Gideon went and made ready a kid, and he mixed a whole feast here. The kid, the unleavened bread, he did it all. He mixed the whole thing. Right, come up to verse 20. And the angel of the Lord of God said unto him, take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay it them upon this rock and pour out broth. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. The angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived it, he was an angel of the Lord. Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. Massapenai. Who's ever heard that name in the Bible? That's what it means. I've seen him face to face. In a visitation of God. And I tell you, with these men, every single one of them had this experience, whether it was an angel of the Lord or the Lord in the form of an angel. But I'll tell you one thing, after it happened, they were different. And God doesn't do these things on a whim for no reason. But if God's going to send an angel and commission a man and call a man and say, I've called you, I've sent you, it's for a reason. When Elijah was under the juniper tree and the angel provided him food for his long journey to Mount Horeb, 1 Kings 19, 5 to 7, and as he lay slept under the juniper tree, behold, then the angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And I tell you, somebody touched him. And I tell you, if you've ever been asleep and somebody touches you and you're awakened and there's nobody there, but there's a presence there. There's a power there. You'll not be the same after it. I'll tell you that right now. And he looked, behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at its head. And he did eat and drink and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise, eat, because the journey is too great for thee. God prepared him for the journey he was going to take. It was a long journey. It was a hard journey. But God will never send you to do anything if he doesn't make you ready to do it. See, there's people think, I can do what brother so-and-so's doing. But they wouldn't last long. If God calls a man to do a specific thing, there's nobody else can do that man's job. And if he tries it, it'll be doing God a service without it being the will of God. God is always a special man at a special time and he chooses them for a reason and a purpose. And you see that. And the supernatural follows. What about the angel of the Lord to Hezekiah's prayer? And he slew the great Assyrian host that came up against Jerusalem in Isaiah 37, 36. Then the angel of the Lord went forth and smote the camp of the Assyrians, and 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. God gave them the power to do it. In the New Testament, there are many references to angels in the New Testament. The angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and told her that she shall be the mother of the child Jesus. And didn't Isaiah the prophet say many years before it came to pass, a virgin shall conceive? Luke 1, verse 26 down to 38. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God. Where was he sent from? From God. Where was God? Well, wherever God was, he was sent from God. He came from eternity right down to time, this angel. From God. On the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to the virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the household of David, the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. God chose Mary. Now you think of this for a moment this evening. There was lots of women could have been chosen. But God chose Mary. Mary was chosen from all the women in the whole earth. Mary was chosen. That one woman was chosen for the purpose and the plan of God, that Jesus Christ would come into this world. And that's why the Bible says she's blessed above all women. The Lord chose her. Look what it says. Blessed art thou among women. Verse 29. And when she saw him, she was troubled at the saying, and cast her mind what manner of salutation it should be. Verse 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Now you think when people split God up into two, and they make one here and one here and one here, they chop them up into three. But yet with all the Bible says, the Holy Spirit shall come upon thee. And I can take you to scripture that says, Thou shalt be with child of the Holy Ghost. And the same Bible says, God's his Father. So now if you believe the Trinity doctrine, God and the Holy Spirit's two different persons. It doesn't work. It doesn't fit these scriptures. Because it's a man-made theory and a man-made doctrine. But the Holy Spirit and God's the same one. He's three offices, but there's one God. And he can work at either of them three offices. And I'll tell you even better than that. Ever before the Holy Ghost came, ever before Jesus came as a man, he appears to Abraham. And he appears to him in a form as a man. He talks to him and he eats. Is that right? That's the word of God. You see, the God we serve is far beyond a person. He's God. Amen? Verse 35, the angel answered and said, Unto the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed. And you know, when her and Mary met up and there was mention, the baby leaped within her womb for the first time, which was John the Baptist. And this woman had a child and she was barren. You see, this whole book's supernatural. But what the modern church today has done for years, the modern day church has took the supernatural out and took the supernatural out to God's people are no more used with the supernatural. But God wants us to come back to the supernatural because he's supernatural. And this is a supernatural book and we're serving a supernatural God. God don't work with things that some man can do. God works with things that man can't do. That's what he does. That which is impossible with man is possible with God. And people talk about getting the Holy Spirit. Well, John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost before he was born. Is that the Bible? It's the Bible I'm reading. That's what it says in it. He was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Because God chose him. And I tell you, there's men born prophets. They don't become prophets. It's not a gift of prophecy. They're born prophets. Abraham, Elijah, so many men in the Bible were born prophets. Chosen and ordained from the mother's womb. You know Paul Cain's mother, and you've heard the testimony in the mouth of Paul Cain tonight. Paul's Cain mother was dying with cancer, and the cancer had almost, her two breasts was almost rotted away and bleeding with cancer. And the doctor told me, you'll not live and the baby won't live and you're going to die. But there's two old Pentecostal women come over a couple of fields away and they started praying for her. But the angel of the Lord came to Paul Cain's mother. An angel sent from God. And the angel said, you're going to live and you're going to have a son and you're going to call him Paul. And he'll have a ministry similar to Paul in the Bible. He will be a prophet. And Paul Cain's mother was healed. And she breastfed that baby, which was impossible, but it happened because God done it. Now, I know a lot of people say things about Paul Cain this latter day. It's not interesting. Tell me what happened in the early days. Tell me what happened when he walked with God. Now I'll tell you that every man can make a mistake because there's one man that didn't, Jesus Christ. But I'll tell you, God used that man from a young man. He appeared to Zacharias in the temple and informed him that he would be the father of John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus Christ, Luke 1, verse 11 to 19. And there appeared unto him the angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. When Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. What do you think of that? That's what God can do. Many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elias to turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man. And my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. And he's telling the angel it can't happen. That's what he's saying. But the angel said to him, I've been sent in the presence of God. It's going to happen. God's messages don't fail. Spoken words, the original seed. God said it and it happened. Let there be light. And light came forth. The angel opened the prison doors and released the apostles so that they might preach the gospel. In Acts 5:19, the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth. And you remember when I preached on it here one Wednesday night, and when they stood outside the door, the people were still praying for them.
They were praying for them, but the prayer was already answered. They were still having a prayer meeting, and the miracle had happened.
Does that not sound a wee bit like the scripture that said, before you call, I'll answer?
So that's what the Lord says. God knows your heart tonight. God knows what you have need of. He knows what you're going to pray, what you have prayed. God knows everything.
And he says, fear not.
Hallelujah.
An angel opened the prison doors and released apostles so that they might preach the gospel in Acts 5, verse 19. That's why he opened the door and released them. He wanted the gospel preached. An angel of the Lord came to Cornelius and told him to send for Peter, who would teach him and his house the way of salvation, Acts 10, verse 3 to 5. God sends an angel to Cornelius, but remember, the man that's going to be sent, something's happening to him. Because remember, Peter preached always to the Jews, not the Gentiles. And remember, he's religious. Yes. And remember, he's up on the housetop praying, and the sheep falls before him, and all unclean things. And the voice says, take and eat. And Peter says, I've never taken anything common or unclean. That's the Gentiles. God says, don't call what I've cleansed common or unclean. If they're washed in the blood of Jesus, they're clean. God sends them. Not only did God send them, he preached to them, and the power of God fell. And you know one of them scriptures here that you read, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost come on them. Nobody prayed for them. Amen. The Holy Ghost come on them. Hallelujah. Acts 10, 3 to 5, and he saw in a vision evidently by the ninth hour of the day an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. When he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before me. And thou sent men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname's Peter. Go and send for him. I tell you, the devil wants you to believe your prayer's not answered. The devil wants you to believe your alms is not answered. The devil wants you to believe what you've done and what you've, whatever way you're going about it, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. But God hears every single prayer when you pray it in the name that's far above every name, the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All heaven has to stand in here because that name's far above every other name. The angel of the Lord came in a locked prison where Peter awaited execution by Herod, and had let him out safely. Came in, the jail was locked. Oh, glory to God. Well, I know by experience all about it.
He can come through the steel door after the guard closes it and locks it at 7 o'clock and says, that's it for the night. There'll be nobody else in your cell till they let you out in the morning. But he can't stop an angel coming in through the steel door. I know what I'm preaching about.
Not just a fairy book or a story, but I was there when it happened, and I know it's real. And I tell you, this angel come in, and he opened these, he brought these disciples out. Hallelujah. If God's not finished with you and God's something else for you, hell can't stop it.
Amen.
Greater it's he that's in you than he that's in the world. Jesus said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the flesh and the devil. Oh, glory to God. He was going to kill him. They were going to kill him, but God had different plans. Acts 12, verse 7 to 11. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. Is that in your Bible? Who lit it?
People joke about I saw the light. But I want to tell you this evening that there is a supernatural light of God that God's people can actually see. And it's not a candle or a torch, but there's a supernatural light of God. And this supernatural light appears many times in this Bible.
And if he did it once, he can do it again. Because he's never changed. Shined in the prison. And he smote Peter in the side and said, raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. and his chains fell off from his hands, and the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandal. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garments about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but he thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and the second ward, and they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord, and they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of Herod's hand, and from the expectations of the people and the Jews. They wanted to kill him. You ever in a jail? You should go to Crumlin Road Jail sometime, get a good look at it. When they lock you up, you're not locked up behind one door. You're locked behind several doors. How many knows that I'm preaching the truth tonight? And here Peter wasn't behind one door. Peter was locked behind several doors. But he passed the one, and he passed the second one. Then he brought him through the main gate. Hallelujah! And nobody opened it. It was opened by God. Hallelujah. I tell you, God's able to do it. I remember I went to visit someone in the hospital, and I stand beside the bedside praying for them, and a nurse appeared. And the nurse said, how did you get in here? I said, through the door. She said, you never get in through that door. What nurse let you in? I said, no nurse. What doctor let you in? No doctor. She said, those doors are closed. You have to speak into the wee yoke of the wall, and somebody answers you back and so forth. You've no hard works. But I never spoke to nobody. And I never seen no nurse or no doctor. But when I came to the door just opened and I walked through it right to where I was going. That's what God's able to do. God can do anything. I want to tell you this evening, I got off a plane from America to Switzerland. And I was going to flat as never on it in my life. And I prayed, and I said, Lord, I have no idea where I'm going. Let the Holy Spirit lead me. And I just kept walking as I felt led by the Holy Ghost. And I came right to the door of that flat. That's the truth. And I was right to that place. Never there in my life. God's able to do anything. Don't you doubt the Lord tonight, what the Lord can do. I tell you, you think that's someone. Look at Philip. What a brother Larry said this morning, God took him out the chariot and he took him miles away. Supernaturally. This is only a few examples and references. I'm going to come to a close of angels in Scripture. Who and what are angels? I tell you, angels. Hebrews 1, verse 13, 14. For the which of the angels said at any time, sit thy right hand till I make the enemies thy footstool. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who are the heirs of salvation? They're the princes of heaven. I believe that. Angels are the princes of heaven who stand before God. They're also ministering spirits to those who are heirs of salvation. Ministering spirits. Angels are different from ordinary human beings. Although they can be transformed to look like a person, they're different. Now, they're not disembodied spirits. They have a body God made them. But it's different in your body. It's different in my body. But yet God done it. Yet they've been given the ability by Almighty God to appear in physical forms. They can do it. The Bible says many have entertained angels unawares. On occasions they may show themselves in the full heavenly glory. Look at Acts 10 verse 30 and you'll see what I'm talking about. And Cornelius said 4 days ago I was fasting to this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, behold a man stood before me in bright clothing. Daniel 10 verse 6. And the angel came to Daniel was like beryl, and his face his appearance of light, and his eyes like lamps of fire, and his arms feet like the color of polished brass, and the voice of the words like a voice of a multitude. Now we know that was the Lord. God can do that. Hebrews 13 and 2 says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Psalms 8, verse 4 to 5. What is man that art mindful of him, and the son of man that I should visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angel, and crowned him with glory and honor. There's angels. You know, many times when the enemy would have finished you or me, God sent angels for your protection. Do you believe that tonight? That's the truth. Absolutely the truth. There's a host that we can't even see tonight. Hebrews tells us that. So many testimonies about angels. When you read about it and study about it, what they've done. You know, many years ago, and Philip was with me, and Geordie might have been with me. Geordie might actually took me when it was Darkly Lodge. It's a long time ago. And Philip was with me, and as a man came to me and dressed in a white suit, and he sat beside me and he told me everything about myself. Isn't that the truth? When I asked him his name, he wouldn't tell me his name. And he said, you don't need to know my name. And he told me about the ministry, everything. We went for a cup of tea and that man disappeared. And he was no longer in that room. Now I'm not saying it was an angel, but I don't know who it was. But there was nobody else in that place in a white suit like him. But he had a pure white suit on. And he said, you don't need to know my name. God can do anything. But you see, people today don't believe it. They don't believe in the supernatural of God. They don't even believe in the gifts of God. They have a form of religion, but they deny the power thereof. The Bible says, from such turn away. Amen. Let's stand our feet tonight. Praise God. You've listened well. I hope it's blessed you some way, somebody. Now, we don't pray to angels. We pray to Jesus Christ, but he can send an angel. You know, when Jesus himself prayed in the garden, didn't the Father send a multitude of angels to strengthen them? Many times. Angels sent from the presence of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you tonight. Lord, that you're the same. Lord, there's so many things we don't understand about your Bible and about what's happening. But we know you're a supernatural God. And you have angels. Your command can go forth. Lord, we thank you for that name tonight, the name of Jesus Christ. That's far above every name. Lord, I pray you bless your people tonight. Strengthen them. Those that's been praying, and the enemy wants them to think their prayer hasn't been answered. Lord, we know when we call you answer. Whatsoever we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, we can have it, that our joy may befall. Lord, I'm asking you for souls tonight. Souls to be saved. Of our sons or daughters, the husband, the wife, the aunt, the uncle. Bring them in, we pray, Lord Jesus, and deliver them. In Jesus' precious name. Bless your people now. Strengthen them. Bless our brother Mark as he comes. Bless our brother Terry as he plays this organ. Lord, I pray you'll add to your work such as shall be saved. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you as our brother Mark comes tonight.
Well, thank Tommy for the word tonight. And you know, it's just thinking about when you think of an angel, how awesome a character they are and strong and all. But you know, there's a wee song and it says, I'm thinking of a rapture in our blessed home on high when the redeemed are gathering in. But you know, one of the verses it says, then the angels all will listen, for they Amen. Cannot sing this song, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You know, and that's something that we have tonight. We're made a little lower than the angel. But God seen it fit that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's sing that song, Jesus was slain for me at Calvary. Jesus was slain for me on Calvary. Crowned with thorns was he on Calvary. There he languished died. There from his open side poured forth the crimson tide at Calvary. Pardoned is all my sin at Calvary. Cleansed is my heart within at Calvary. My robes of praise I burn. Gone are my grief and care. Christ for my burden there at Calvary. Wondrous is love.